I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. The Supreme Court has sided with a Colorado bakery owner who did not want to make a wedding cake for a same-sex couple because of his religious beliefs. Ray Ellen Bichelle reports.
In the summer of 2012, a gay couple tried to order a wedding cake from a bakery in a Denver suburb. The owner of the shop said he couldn't bake them a cake because his Christian faith does not support gay marriage. Now, the Supreme Court has ruled in the baker's favor. But James Essex with the ACLU says the decision was all about how the Colorado Civil Rights Commission treated the baker, disparaging his beliefs in public hearings.
The bakery got a get-out-of-jail-free card today because of what the court thought of as, you know, misbehavior by the Civil Rights Commission. But that doesn't mean that they get to discriminate in the future. Not at all.
Colorado Christian University and the Colorado-based organization Focus on the Family have applauded the Supreme Court for upholding religious freedom. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle.
Governor John Hickenlooper signed a bill yesterday to shore up the state's troubled pension. The law calls for changes to pay off the pension's $32 billion unfunded debt within 30 years. That includes cutting cost of living raises for retirees and mandating employees and government agencies to contribute more of each paycheck. The state will also chip in $225 million a year. Roughly 1 in 10 Coloradans are pension recipients. You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Abigail Beckman.